Get encouraged, be inspired, and listen to great music, stories, and drama on UK Church Community Radio this Christmas.
Armut liegt Deutschland in uns, marschiert Deutschland, und hinter uns kommt Deutschland.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The author was not only a German pastor and theologian, but also an active conspirator against Adolf Hitler and his Nazi regime. The young man felt a call to the ministry and determined to follow it no matter where it would lead him. And it led him into dilemmas and confrontations that challenged every aspect of his faith and which would demand everything from him. Through his Germanness, he had to explore issues of loyalty, patriotism, and the overriding question of Christianity's relevance to the world. So it's no surprise that when we meet young Dietrich, he is keen to play his part in his German world while struggling to respond to the first whispers of an emerging faith. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, The Cost of Freedom.
The newly convened German parliament, with its Nazi majority, has passed the Enabling Act, a law for removing the distress of people and Reich. The law gives to Reich's Chancellor Hitler complete control.
Called today for a national boycott of all Jewish-owned businesses in retaliation for the burning of the Reichstag, which government officials are calling a conspiratorial act between the communists and Jews.
As the words say, this hope is not an idle or passive hope, but a living hope. A hope that each one of us can take from this prison into the future, whatever or wherever that future may be. This hope is known because of God's great mercy, made possible by the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Prisoner Bonhoeffer, come with us.
Is there something wrong? We were having a service.
I didn't ask for an explanation of what you are doing. Come with us.
Yes, sir.
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, by the authority of the Third Reich, under the supreme command of the Führer Adolf Hitler, as ordered by SS leader Heinrich Himmler, I do hereby find you guilty of the charge of high treason against the state and for conspiracy to assassinate a government leader. The penalty for such offenses, as mandated by German law, is death by hanging.
During the last year or so, I've come to know and understand more and more the profound this-worldliness of Christianity. This is something I'm discovering right up to this moment, that it is only by living completely in this world that one learns to live by faith. One must completely abandon any attempt to make something of oneself, whether it be saint or a converted sinner or a churchman, a righteous man or an unrighteous one, a sick man or a healthy one. By this worldliness, I mean living unreservedly in life's duties, problems, successes and failures, experiences and perplexities. In so doing, we throw ourselves completely into the arms of God, taking seriously not our own sufferings, but those of God in the world, watching with Christ in Gethsemane. That, I think, is faith. That is how one becomes a man and a Christian.
In uns marschiert Deutschland und hinter uns kommt Deutschland.
Unser Ziel, Hello, I'm Paul Manning on UK Church Community Radio, and this is a special Christmas message from our programme controller, Reverend Barry Evans. The soft, warm glow of the nativity scene depicting the birth of Christ is one we see everywhere at Christmas. It is that Christmas card that you will rarely avoid, but behind the glitter and glamour of candlelit faces, as Mary holds the baby Jesus, there is, I believe, a message here that is lost in translation. It is a message that strips away all the romanticism of this joyous occasion to reveal the reality of a story which God speaks to each and every one of us. It is not simply a story about the birth of Christ. It is also the story of a homeless family forced to live in poor conditions and a child born into abject poverty. It is the story of men who followed the calling of God to give to those in need. There are 3.7 million children living in poverty in the UK alone. That's over a quarter of all children. 1.7 million of these children are living in severe poverty. May we also be wise men, follow the calling of God, and give to those in need this Christmas. By investing in Barnardo's, you can help to reach the UK's most vulnerable children. Your support allows them to be innovative and brave in tackling the most urgent issues faced by disadvantaged children. So, why not visit www.barnardos.org.uk and join UK Church Community Radio in giving a small donation this Christmas. That's www.barnardos.org.uk, or give them a call on 02 08 498 7892. Well, this is Paul Manning on UK Church Community Radio, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Step into Christmas with UK Church Community Radio.